This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back. You know, if you think about it, with all the insanity going on around you, isn't it nice to have us? Usins, whatever you want to call us. No, really, seriously, isn't it great to be here? I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. There's some kind of, like, massive hearings are going on. Is anybody really paying attention? I mean, I'm having some fun with them, but is anybody really paying attention? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, thereelside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There is a lot going on up there, a lot happening on the website. You know, you can sign up for the email blast. Now, I screw up and I don't send it out every week, although I should, right? But you can sign up for the email blast, and that way there, you know what's going on, who we're going to have on the show, some of the things that we have happening, and it, you know, it's good, right? For all intents and purposes, it's good. So get involved. Again, I say get engaged. Get informed. The informed part's always important, if you would. All right. Whole bunch of stuff going on. You know, the Dems have been harping on the term fight like hell. They're dismissing that, you know, Donald Trump said, you know, it was a peaceful protest. Let your voices be heard. He didn't say, you know, let the glass breaking be heard. Let the flames be heard. He said, let your voice be heard. Because over the years, our voices haven't been heard. And when I say the Dems, they have no standards. The only standard, if you want to call it one, that they have is they win even if they have to cheat. That is the only way. Actually, you know, in my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, one of the things I talk about is why do they have to cheat to win? If they've got a good product, what's the big whoop? Right? So the Trump war room is firing back at the House Democrats, this whole impeachment debacle, theater, whatever you want to call it. And you're listening to their comments. He says the impeachment manager spent hours attempting to convince the senators to convict the former president that he incited insurrection in the Capitol. The term? Fight like hell. He knew whose audience was. He knew who he was talking to. So he knew what this meant. Although, they have selective recall. I've said this for a long time. They have selective recall. Representative Jamie Raskin out of Maryland? The leading impeachment manager said in 2019 in an interview with The Atlantic that he'd fight like hell for the Constitution on the subject of the conservative-controlled Supreme Court and judiciary. So, somebody put him on a list, because he's got to be impeached too.
Right.
As soon as he leaves, we'll impeach him, because that seems to be the fad of the month, of the year. A tweet made by Raskin from September 2020 urges his Twitter followers, Here we go again. You ready? Fight like hell amid the Supreme Court battle. Remember? After Ruth died? In 2017, Raskin similarly said, we've got to wake up every day and fight like hell for liberal democracy, not just in Maryland, not just in the United States, but all over the world. I thought they didn't want us fighting all over the world. I thought they didn't want us to be the world's whatever we are or supposed to be or whatever. I don't know. I don't even know. Seriously. I mean, they're hypocrites at best. Well, actually, that's not true. They're liars at best. During the Russian investigation, Raskin also tweeted that this is our democracy. You need to fight for it. Now, they're stating that when Trump says fight like hell with the people he was talking to, with the crowd that he knew he was playing to, he knew what that meant. That was secret code. Go burn down the Capitol. First of all, the core group of MAGA people and President Trump, they love that the government, not the government, you know what I mean, they love our history so much they would never do that. Never do that. They would never call for it. Right? Think about it. Raskin, GOP rush to replace Justice Ginsburg is all about destroying the Affordable Care Act. Gee, that's funny. The rush to what the Dems are doing today with everything, the, what, 40-some-odd executive orders in record-breaking time. I think Joe had to put a splint on his wrist because it hurt so bad. Right? He goes on to say, we must fight like hell. Was that a catchphrase or something? No, really. Is that like another catchphrase to say, hey, you guys got to burn the place down? Joe DeGuse, out of Colorado, another Democrat who'd been widely praised as a breakout star of the impeachment trial. He's similarly called out by Trump campaign for the tweet in April of 2018. Right? He was endorsed by, and he was endorsing Senator Kamala Harris. He was humbled to have the support of a fearless leader as we fight to take back Congress and make Colorado history, DeGuse exclaimed. Well, hitting more. I mean, these people are so mentally deficient that even when they say it, they'll say it's not what they meant, or they didn't say that, or they'll ignore you. So I'm seeing your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. You listen to The Real Title, GCN Life. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, hit up on the website, realside.com. A lot going on up there as well. And I really do appreciate your time with me. I got a lot, you know, this first hour. I got a bunch of stories I want to get through. But we're talking about, you know, what a great team they put together for the Democrats. I'm disappointed in Trump's team, but we'll talk about that afterward. But, I mean, really, a team of either, you know, almost convicts, people that have their own major set of problems, but that doesn't seem to bother the Democrats. Right? Eric Swalwell from California, seems to have forgotten his ties to an alleged Chinese spy. But, you know, he was in an interview in 2019 with CNN, and he said very simply, I'll fight like hell to make sure that we see this report, whether it's organizing again, whether it's using my lungs, whether it's outmaneuvering with our minds. The American people are going to see this report, Swalwell told Don Lemon about the Mueller report. Boy, they didn't get much out of that, did they? Here, take a listen. Let me see if I can get anything out of that for you. Yeah, that would have been way too easy, right? Let's see. Oh, you got to unmute it first. There you go. Yeah, this is Swalwell with Don Lemon.
That we see this report, whether it's organizing again, whether it's using my lungs, you know, whether it's outmaneuvering with our minds, the American people are going to see this report. If we fight like hell to make sure.
You see, fight like hell. It's okay for them to say it. You ever notice that every time they use words, it's different. It's always different for them. It's been a double standard since I started doing this show. Or maybe I started noticing more, I don't know which. Dianne Feinstein, no mask at the airport and other places as well. Governor Newsom, no mask close to people having food out. Right, we go down a whole list. Now, can you imagine if there was even the smell of a Chinese spy in Trump's administration? What it would have been like? Can you? You probably can't. It would have been 24/7 news coverage for everybody. The FBI, CIA, ABC, DFW, they would have all been all over this. We would have heard how they were working this for days, weeks, months, whatever. And yet Feinstein has one, and Swalwell has one, and it kind of like goes by like a quick lightning storm, huh? Swalwell's appointment as an impeachment manager by pointing to his dismissal of the threat Senator Susan Collins of Maine received amid the bitter Supreme Court confirmation. You remember that? When she was getting threats, Swalwell said, boo-hoo, you're a senator whose police will protect. I can't stand these people. This is why you get to the point where you don't even want to be in the same room with them sometimes. Right? They're really sick. Matt Whitlock writes, one of the many reasons Swalwell was a ridiculous choice for impeachment manager, he's talking about threats to officials. But when Susan Collins and her staff got violent rape threats during the Kavanaugh confirmation, she tweeted, boo-hoo, and where were you sleeping? Right? It's terrible. They're cold-blooded, sick people. You look at Representative Ted Lieu out of California, I mean, he's a real peach. I mean, he has proven himself over and over and over again to be a dishonest man. But they don't care. Apparently, that's exactly what they want. You know, he was the guy that doctored the tape on Candace Owens to make it sound like she said something she didn't say. And God bless her for going after him. Here's what'll make him crazy. God bless her for going after him with guns blazing. Right? I mean, seriously. She called him out for what he did. She even said he knows what he did. He knows where he cut that off. And if you listen to the question and you listen to the whole answer, you'd see he's being dishonest. But Ted Lieu says, I like that, but I like better when they go low. We fight back. What's that mean? That must have some kind of violent connotation behind it, don't you think? Again, it is total selective recall. They decide what they want to remember, what they want to bring up, and what they want to talk about. And look, I don't know about you guys. Never surprising to me what they do or how they do it. Because it isn't going to end anytime soon. These people are going to keep this up, and they're not going to stop. Anybody else remember other than me? Yeah, because I'm kind of old, and, you know, sometimes I misremember. But this one I'm sure I got right. I mean, we've already been to the Maxine Waters stuff. I'll probably touch on that a little bit later on. But do you remember when Kamala Harris, she joked about killing Trump and Pence? Anybody remember that? Now, there's president and vice president. You at least it would have warranted a visit from the Secret Service, don't you think? Now, she once joked on national television about killing former President Donald Trump and former Vice President Mike Pence. The political activist Jack, what's his name, Posobiec, he had a video up when she was on the Ellen DeGeneres show in early 2018. She was a senator from California who wasn't like then either. She was asked a question that served as a setup for kind of a cage match, if you would. She said if she's been stuck in an elevator with Trump and Pence, or former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, which one would she pick? She smiled brightly and said, does one of us have to come out alive? Now think about that. And she laughed really loud about it. She thought it was hilarious. Which, in and of itself, it is a funny joke. But the left doesn't like jokes. Right? I mean, flip it. What if they asked Trump or Pence, hey, you're stuck in an elevator with Pelosi, Schumer, Hoyer, and alike. Swalwell, Schiff. Right, which one would you pick? If he had said, wow, really? Do any of them have to come out alive? What do you think would happen? Where do you think that would have gone? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive. Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House impeachment managers began to make their case Wednesday against former President Trump, presenting previously unseen footage of the Capitol riot and unheard radio transmissions from Capitol Police. Head impeachment manager, Representative Jamie Raskin of Maryland, said the evidence they presented would make it clear that the former president incited the violence that day.
The evidence will show you that ex-President Trump was no innocent bystander.
The evidence will show that he clearly incited the January 6th insurrection. It will show that Donald Trump surrendered his role as commander-in-chief and became the inciter-in-chief of a dangerous insurrection. And this was, as one of our colleagues put it so cogently on January 6th itself, the greatest betrayal of the presidential oath in the history of the United States.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 55 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air in the chat room. You know, I want you to be part of the solution always. Shouldn't always be a problem. You know what I'm saying? So I really do appreciate the time that you're spending. We'll talk about the, The impeachment theater? I don't know what else to call it. Because, I don't even know. I'm not kidding you. I don't even know. It's a game. It's a kid's game. It's a ploy in the after-school playground. I don't know. Right, guys? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5565. Okay, I found this clip. It's not mine. I didn't put it together. But I think it's great. Because it lays out, you know, Maxine Waters. Now, it says it's Maxine Waters at her worst. Oh, no. I beg to differ. I think it's Maxine Waters at her best. And, you know, and think about it. This whole team, these people that we're supposed to be listening to, right, on the Democrat side. Now, they called out Trump every time he sneezed the wrong way or used too much toilet paper. And, you know, and yet here's a woman who's had her share of issues, too. Caught in her share of scandals as well. But they don't seem to have a... Apparently, if their people commit crimes, it's okay because they're smarter and better than us. So I guess there's some kind of special... dispensation or something. I don't know. Take a watch. Take a listen. Take a something. See if I can get it working. That would be even better.
Congressman, we're just, in case you can't see, showing video of you standing on the aisle and shaking a number of presidents' hands over the years, both Republicans and Democrats. So my final question to you, Congressman Engel.
No, you have not. Excuse me.
Talking to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had been talking to me about standing on the aisle and shaking hands.
No, I'm sorry, Congressman.
I'm sorry.
Maxine, you got to open your ears, honey. You got to open your ears. You got to listen to what's being said. I mean, seriously, this is proof. Yeah, this is what do they call it? I'm going to give you a little ageism now, right? This is proof that we have to have term limits, and this is exactly why. But then she can't give it up right away. Again, take a listen. I love this woman.
Okay. Waters. Yes. I'm talking to Congressman Engel, who has stood there, and we've shown over the years. I'm sorry about that, for the confusion.
Sure. He is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea.
Korea? Did I miss that one? Look, I don't pretend to be the smartest guy in the room ever. I don't recall. Come on, you guys in the chat room, you're pretty smart. And you won't hurt my feelings. Did I miss that? Did I miss Putin going into Korea? Anybody? Another brain surgeon. Oh, come on.
I'm millennials, of course. I recognize it, and I was the millennial once. No longer, of course. I was the millennial once.
I do not wish to...
She's, how do we say this? She's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. How's that? Now, there was electoral college vote for certification, like there is every time there's an election. What is really funny is that the Dems think that we are the only one, the Republicans are the only ones that ever questioned the Electoral College, the votes. They just forget so quickly. Maybe it comes with their age, I don't know.
To debate, I wish to ask, is there one United States Senator who will join me in this letter of
debate? There is no debate. There is no debate. The gentlewoman will suspend. There you go.
I have not called for impeachment.
You said I'm going to fight every day until he's impeached. That's what you tweeted.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not what I meant. You know, I remember it was a Barney Frank years ago. Some of you remember this? When he was on the O'Reilly Show. And O'Reilly played a... matter of fact, O'Reilly called him out for saying there was nothing wrong with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They were totally solvent. And then weeks later, they were not solvent. So he called him out for saying it. Frank says, I never said that. He said, oh, you didn't? And he plays the clip. And Barney says, I never said that. And now O'Reilly's getting mad at him saying, hey, I just played the clip. That's you talking. How can you say you didn't say that? I never. It was going back. This is an illness. This is an illness. And look at her. She does it. Pelosi does it. I don't think I've caught Schumer blatantly. He just avoids the issue altogether. Take a listen here. More of our little honey here. Hold on. Oh, yeah. That'll work if I did that right, too.
But here's what I've said. My greatest desire is to lead him right into impeachment. Impeach 45!
Wait a minute. She never said impeach 45. She never called for his impeachment. Who doctored these videos?
Impeach 45! Impeach 45!
Look, she's got the whole rock star mantra thing going on. But she never called for his impeachment.
That's why I nominate Max.
Right? I mean, this is perfect. And it doesn't stop. You want to talk about somebody who is so... she got such a touch of dementia.
I can guarantee...
Oh, hold on. I want to play this in a second. She's got such a touch of dementia. She doesn't even know where she's at. And she's putting forward what her plans are. What she wants to do with this country. Take a listen of her at a hearing.
I can guarantee to the American people, because of the inaction of the United States Congress, ever increasing prices unless the demand comes down, and the $5 will look like a very low price in the years to come.
This has to do with oil. This has to do with oil prices and what Congress... You know, they're responsible for most of this, but they won't take responsibility for any of it.
If we are prohibited from finding new reserves, new opportunities to increase supplies.
And guess what this liberal would be all about? This liberal...
Listen carefully. Get your notepad. Take notes.
...will be all about socializing.
Did I just...
...would be about... basically taking over.
Oh.
and the government running all of your companies.
Now, the beauty behind that is if you look at the two Democrats that sit a little off camera to her, the one of them is horrified, is what she's saying. Totally horrified. And the woman, like, she puts her hand over her mouth and closes her eyes, like, oh my God, is she saying this out loud? And the male congressperson pushes back, like, oh, here we go. All right, Auntie Maxine, lost it again. These are great, though. I love these because you have to admit, it definitely shows. This is why they hate the interweb, I always say. Because it shows them in their true colors. Right? It shows truly, because that's what happens when you're distracted or you're not really paying attention. It's real simple to let something slip out of your mind and get out there on the air. That's why I'm very careful. This is what I'm doing when I'm talking. But you know what I'm saying to you. So you got Max, we got Pelosi doing the same thing. We got them all doing the same thing at those higher levels. And now it's kind of the point. See, they used to hide it. See, you see how she stopped? She like, holy crap, I think I just let the cat out of the bag. This is just amazing to me. So, and then they forget. What was it? Senator, when she was a senator, Senator Harris. You remember all the shows she was on talking about the nationwide protests? They're exercising their constitutional rights. They're not going to stop soon. They're pent up. That's why it's all the destruction. Like a 6-minute clip where she goes through all of that. Right? Hillary Clinton urged the Democrats to keep on fighting after she lost because the election was stolen from her. So both things that she said, they want to throw conservatives out of Congress over today. Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-299-9612-52 800-296-1252 800-296-1252 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. Joe, this is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Be involved. Be engaged. Do something. Do something exciting. Legal, but exciting. Seriously. I do appreciate the time you're spending. We'll talk about some of the theater. I mean, what do they call that? Kabuki theater? That's basically what you're seeing here. There's nothing. They have nothing. They have nothing but hate and rage. That's all it is. It's hate and rage. He got in their way. He stopped them from making their money. He stopped them from having, sex with anything that walks. The pedophile industry has been hit hard under Trump, or had been hit hard. And all the terms that they're trying to nail him on. Because apparently, when he uses them, he's got some kind of supernatural power that affects the crowd in front of him. Right? So when Trump said, we keep fighting, as he said many times, right? We'll fight here, we'll fight there, we'll fight to get your rights back, we'll fight to give it back to the people. Well, what do you think he meant? You think he meant he told everybody to go buy guns, load them up, go out and hurt people? Remember, they're not Antifa. Right? They're not BLM. Who are still occupying in Portland, and Seattle. Why? Why are they allowed to do that? That is public property. That's money. That is property paid for by public tax money. So why do they get to do that? Because those Dems that run those cities have no spine. Yep. Let me see. What was that? Three. So back in 1718, you know, Hillary went on and on and on about we need to keep pushing back. The election was stolen from her, and we need to keep fighting. And at the time, there was violence. So if you say keep fighting, what you're asking people to do is just stay violent. Pelosi comes out at the DNC, 5-6 months ago, right? She said that the Democrats must keep fighting. This word seems to have two meanings. Now, again, I barely made it out of high school. So, you know, for me, it's hard to understand. If any of you can send me an English book or a passage to let me know, because this is crazy. And I think it's true. Some people are now saying, and you heard me say it once or twice before, they're petrified of this guy. The Democrats are petrified of Trump because they see what he can pull together. They see what he can do. They see what he can make happen. And if he's got time to reset and get ready for the next time, I got news for you. A year ago, Democrats were screaming that, you know what? It's not over yet. We're going to impeach him. It's not over yet. And we're going to fight until we impeach this man. Wow. We're not going to fight to find the proof to impeach him. We're not going to fight to make sure nobody stops us from getting the evidence. No. We're going to fight to impeach him. Aren't these guys great? Isn't it perfect? You know, I was thinking today when I saw Pete Buttigieg up there. And he was talking about, you know, what he had planned. Some of the crazy stuff he has planned for transportation. But does Joe only know how to pick losers? Is that like his thing, just picking losers? Because Buttigieg got beat. Harris got beat. What's he coming, dead last? Harris got beat. So I don't get it. It drives me out of my mind to think that they tell us that they're smarter than we are, yet they go for the ones that the people didn't want to begin with. Right? It's just amazing to me. And it'll never stop. Love to know what you think. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, there is a chat room going on there. A lot happening there as well. Because you can get involved in the conversation there. You can watch what's going on and participate. Now let's just hit some fun stuff. Well, I don't know if it's fun. Definitely not as boring as this. You know, I guess it was. I don't know. Was it Time? One of the magazines, they did a review of Andy Ngo's best-selling book. And then they compared him to Goebbels. And they even suggested that he faked the injuries from the Antifa assault. Now, isn't that funny? We saw all those fake crocodile tears today. Right? For the people who died. Well, let me tell you about that. First off, the loons on the left, who showed all that emotion, who were nowhere near the place, and now we're finding out from the FBI and others that this was a staged event. So they knew days in advance that this was going to happen. This was an impromptu. And now they're bringing up proof that, somebody had written that the cavalry was coming, Mr. President, we're coming to help you. That meant it was violent. Right. How many of you have seen commercials, read articles, read books even? Right? Hang in there, kid, the cavalry's coming to help you. That doesn't mean it's a violent thing. That means it's a group of people getting together that are on the same page. They're coming to help you. Why did they have to denote violence? However, when Antifa and BLM put out notices that they're going to meet somewhere, and you know every place they go there's violence, and you do nothing about it, aren't you complicit with it? Really, no, think about it. Aren't you? Nancy Pelosi, who heads up security for the Capitol, ultimately. President Trump offered to have National Guard? No. He did offer. She said no. The mayor wanted the National Guard? No. Right? It's got a $700 million budget for safety there at the Capitol. Are we for real? And now they're saying that President Trump should have moved faster to get help there? Right. So if he interjects himself and he got tough, they would have given him a hard time. About wanting to be a dictator. They just hated him so much. Every breath he took was hateful. In all prior impeachment processes, can anyone, even some of you older folks, can any one of you older folks tell me when we have had anybody but the Chief Justice watching over an impeachment process? Anybody? Yeah, you can't. You know why? Because the only time, look it, this is the first time that we're having a Democrat. Now, what if he gets the vote? We're having a Democrat oversee the proceedings. One that was a never-Trumper, didn't like Donald. So how do they do that? How do they get away with that? I'll tell you how. It's easy. We let them. Over the years, we've let this thing fester. We've let people take their improper places in society, positions of authority. It's almost like we don't even care. Sorry, but that's what it feels like. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. 4 out of 5 people, well, actually, I think there were 5 people who died at the Capitol that day, or it's being attributed to them dying. So 4 of them were Trump supporters. 4. One had a heart condition, one was trampled, I can't remember about the other 2. So if they went there to cause trouble and go after the Biden supporters, they missed. The 5th one who died was a cop. But guess what? He was also a Trump supporter. And now this is suggested he died because he was very susceptible to the pepper spray. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. Or you get the app off the, I think it's still there for now, Apple and Google. It's The Real Side with Joe Messina. I think we'll be live on, here shortly, we're going to be live on Roku and AT&T. Work out on Amazon, but that was giving me heartburn. I don't know if I want to give them 5 cents. Actually, I don't know if I don't want to. I don't want to give them 5 cents. You know, that easy. So if you're leaving and you're not hanging out, you know, you want to, don't give up praying. You pray for Biden. You pray for something to, you know, just to open his mind up to this. Open his mind to doing the right thing for the American people. Seriously, I know it's tough for some of you to do. Some of you say you'd rather have something else happen. No, you need to pray for him. That'll put you in a spot where you really understand what you need to do going further. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You are listening to The Real Side.